The sunset sky's an exploding plum. The blue hydrangeas bloom on the lawn outside Linden Place. And the red, white, and blue stripes have been painted on Hope Street. At precisely 10:30 tomorrow morning, the parade, billed as America's oldest 4th of July celebration, will step off at Chestnut and Hope as Bristol continues a tradition that is this historic town's secular religion. The scene is familiar to generations of Rhode Islanders and those who travel back to Bristol from around the globe. There'll be bands, floats, and puppets, the trill of bagpipes, young U.S. Navy sailors in their dress whites, older veterans wearing moth-chewed uniforms, and wide-eyed children. Bristol Harbor will glimmer with the riffle of hundreds of sails. The politicians will march, grinning their "Hi, how are you?" as they pass the Federal and Greek Revival homes, festooned with more bunting than opening day at Fenway. To outsiders, a Bristol 4th is little more than a parade with the usual holiday themes: fireworks, patriotism, and icy lemonade and lager. In Bristol, the 4th is Old Home Week. High school classes hold reunions, rarely seen family members travel home, greeted by overflowing tables of steamers, charisse, and burgers. Folks who haven't seen each other in years hug in the streets. There are a few places in the nation that reflect our country's history like Bristol. The greatest honor the town can bestow is to be named the Parade Chief Marshal. Halsey Harrishoff is a longtime political fixture in town. He's also a celebrated sailor who was a crew member of three America's Cup winners. Yet he says the biggest thrill of his life was the day when, in Boater and Seersucker, he led the parade as Chief Marshal. The list of chiefs tells the story of Bristol, Rhode Island, and indeed America. From 1795 until World War I, chief marshals were all Yankees with surnames like Colt, DeWolfe, Chase, Haffenreffer, Rockwell, and Burnside. Then immigrants settled in and were honored with parade leadership: Leahy, Campagna, Riccio. The first chief marshal of Portuguese ancestry came in 1954 when Matt Brito was chief. Since, most chief marshals have been of Portuguese ancestry in a town that's been home to waves of Portuguese immigrants. Tomorrow marks another milestone, the first time two sisters have been co-chief marshals in parade history. They are 52-year-old Lisa Sinkowitz and her 48-year-old sister Gail Perella. They run the family business started by their dad in the 1950s, Gill's Appliances. They lived above the store on Wood Street as children and are Bristolians, town natives, that is. That's a big deal in Bristol, where history seeps up from the streets. The town's divided into natives, the Bristolians, and newcomers, or Bristolites. This was once a line of demarcation, but nowadays the old rifts have faded. "We've made the most wonderful friends of Bristol lights," says Sinkowitz. Bristol's colonial-era fortunes came from the African slave trade. Reminders of this heritage are sprinkled through town. Linden Place was built from the proceeds of the trade in human flesh. DeWolfe Tavern, the lovely waterfront restaurant, is housed in a restored rum distillery that fueled the triangle trade. Some of the slave-trading DeWolfe family descendants have mined their past and depicted it as the original American sin. In a book, Traces of the Trade, in a movie, DeWolfe family members have tried to reckon with their ancestors' tortured past. Writer Mary Cantwell grew up in Bristol. In her lyrical love letter to the town, American Girl, she recalls coming of age in Bristol during the Depression and World War II. "Early in the morning, when the sky is gray," Cantwell writes, "we can hear the dull boom of the 4th of July cannon." That cannon will fire again at dawn tomorrow as Bristol celebrates our nation's independence in all its glory and complexity.